There was more street fighting in Baghdad today as U.S. forces sought to consolidate their positions. Marines captured the Rashid Air Base in the southeast of the city. An Iraqi missile downed an American A-10 Warthog attack plane. The pilot was rescued. But mostly, Iraqi defenders staged sporadic attacks with small arms. The Pentagon says its troops now have a substantial presence in and around Baghdad, but officials still do not know whether Saddam Hussein was killed in an attack last night. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports from the Pentagon.
Major General Stanley McChrystal called Monday night's strike extraordinary for the speed at which it took place. It was only 45 minutes between the time officials received intelligence that Saddam Hussein might be in the building and the time four bombs hit. But he cautioned it's still not clear how good that intelligence was.
What we have for Battle Damage Assessment right now is essentially a hole in the ground, a site of destruction where we wanted it to be, where we believed high-value targets were, where intelligence led us to believe that. We do not have hard battle damage assessment on exactly what individual or individuals were on site.
The site included three homes that were demolished, killing a number of civilians. Despairing relatives and neighbors looked on as rescue workers pulled body parts out of the deep pit. At the Pentagon, spokesman once again played down the importance of whether Saddam Hussein is alive or dead. McChrystal said his regime continues to lose control and U.S.-led forces have air dominance across all of Iraq. Pentagon officials found themselves defending the action of U.S. troops in Baghdad after American fire apparently killed three journalists in two separate incidents. In one case, a U.S. tank fired a round at a hotel where dozens of foreign journalists are staying. The Pentagon said it was responding to Iraqi fire and that U.S. troops have an inherent right to self-defense. Reporters on site said they had heard no outgoing fire. In any case, Pentagon spokeswoman Tori Clark said journalists should have understood that working in Baghdad would be risky.
I personally have probably had 300 individual conversations with news organizations and bureau chiefs and some individual correspondents. And the essence of every one of those is war is a dangerous, dangerous business. And you're not safe when you're in a war zone.
In southern Iraq, a U.S. spokesman said civil administration teams from the Pentagon would soon begin reconstruction work, paving the way for the creation of an interim Iraqi government. But with no one stepping forward to surrender in Baghdad, it was unclear when guerrilla-style sniping at U.S. forces might end. Pentagon spokeswoman Clark was asked, "How will you know when the U.S. is won?"
When we have the ability to move throughout the country completely freely, when the Iraqi people are no longer as fearful as some of them still are.
And Clark said she could put no time frame on when that might be the case. General McChrystal said with American forces only recently in the capital, it's too soon to be asking.
We have been at this about three or four nights, and people are starting to ask the end game. We are sitting in the center of the city with almost an armor brigade right now, which is extraordinary. So if you put it in that kind of context, I think the end game is the end of the regime, and that's much closer than people thought it was.
McChrystal says U.S. troops are spending the night, quote, wherever they want in Baghdad, with no one driving them out. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, The Pentagon.